So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 24, Matsya, the Lord's Force Fish Incarnation, text number 10.
Taigi šiandien tęsime skaityti Srimad Bhagavatam, 8 giesmę.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Tatra Raja Rishi Kashchit Namna Satyavrata Mahan Narayana Para Atapat Tapa Sa Salila Ashana Tataraja Rishi Kashchin Nana Satyavrata Mahan Narayana Paropatapat Tapasa Salilashana Tataraja Rishi Kashchin Namna Satyavrata Mahan Narayana Parotapat Tapasa Salilashana Tatra. In that connection, Rajarishi, a king equally qualified as a great saintly person,
karalius kvalifikuotas kaip ir šventa asmenybė.
Kaščit. Someone.
Kas nors.
Namna. By the name.
Vardu.
Satyavrata. Satyavrata. Mahan. A great personality.
Didi asmenybė.
Narayana Para, a great devotee of Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Didis viešpatės Narayanos atsidavęs.
Atapat performed austerities.
Atliko askezes.
Tapa penances.
Askezes.
Sa, he,
yes,
Salila Ashana, only drinking water.
Gerdamas tik vandenį.
Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. During the Chakshusha Manvantara, there was a great king named Satyavrata, who was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satyavrata performed austerities by subsisting only on water. Purport. The Lord assumed one fish incarnation to save the Vedas at the beginning of the Svayambhuva Manvantara. And at the end of the Chakshusha Manvantara, the Lord again assumed the form of a fish just to favor the great king named Satyavrata. As there were two incarnations of Raha, there were also two incarnations of fish. The Lord appeared as one fish incarnation to save the Vedas by killing Hayagriva, and he assumed the other fish incarnation to show favor to King Satyavrata.
Vertimas ir komentaras į Dieviškos Malonybės įsibaktivedantas Svami Šila Prabhupadas. Per Čakšušą Manvantarą buvo didis karalius vardu Satyavrata, kuris buvo didis atsidavęs aukščiausių dievo asmens. Satyavrata atliko askezės, gerdamas tik tai vandenį. Komentaras. Viešpas priėmė žuvies inkarnaciją, kad išgelbėti Vedas pačioje Svayambhuva Manvantaros pradžioje. kaip tik baigėsi Čakšuša Manvantara. Viešpas vėl priėmė žuvies formą tam, kad parodyti prielankumą didžiam karaliui vardu Satyavrata. Kai buvo dvi varahos inkarnacijos, lygiai taip pat buvo ir dvi inkarnacijos kaip žuvis. Viešpas apsireiškė kaip žuvis inkarnacija, kad išgelbėti Vedas, nužudydamas Hayagryvą, ir taip pat jisai priėmė kitą žuvies formą, kad parodyti prielankumą karaliui Satyavratai.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savarudam Bhajijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Jivishakan Vitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadesha Tarine So we see here that there are two different incarnations of Matsya avatar, the fish incarnation.
Taigi mes čia sužinojom, kad egzistuoja dvi Matsyos avataros, viešpatės kaip žuvies apraiškos.
In one past time he has come simply for the purpose of killing a demon.
Vieną kartą jis atėjo su tikslu nužudyti demoną.
And in another pastime he has come to show favor to his devotee King Satyavrata.
O kitą kartą tam, kad parodyti prie lankumo jo atsidavusiam Satyavratai.
So this reminds us of Krishna's statement in the Bhagavad Gita.
Ir tai mums primena Krishnos pamokymus Bhagavad Gitoje.
Paritanaya sadunam vinashaya tadushkritam. That to show favor to the devotees, to protect them. And to annihilate the demons, these are the two reasons that I appear in this world.
Tam, kad parodyti prielankumą ir apsaugoti atsidavusiuosius, bei nužudyti demonus, tai yra dvi priežastys, dėl kurių aš apsireiškiu žemėje.
So, does Krishna really need to appear to kill the demons?
Taigi, ar Krishna reikia tam apsireikšti žemėje, kad nužudyti demonus?
No, he doesn't need to do that.
Jam to nereikia.
There's so many ways demons can be killed and
Yra kitų būdų, kuriais demonai gali būti nužudyti.
Heart attacks,
širdies smūgis,
cancer,
vėžys,
terrorist attacks,
teroristų ataka,
wars,
karai,
automobile accidents,
automobilio avarija.
Krishna has many ways he can take care of the demons.
Krishna įvairiais būdais gali pasirūpinti demonais.
So he doesn't really need to appear to kill the demons.
Taigi jam nebūtina apsireikšti kad nužudyti demoną.
That is his option.
Tai jisai daro nebūtinai.
But to show favor to the devotees.
Bet tam, kad parodyti savo prielankumą dėmesį atsidavusiems.
That is the dearmost reason for Krishna's to come, Krishna to come.
Tai yra brangiausia Krishna priežastis, dėl kurios jisai apsireiškia.
He wants to favor his devotees.
Jis nori parodyti dėmesį savo atsidavusiems.
Why is it that Krishna is so partial to his devotees?
Kodėl Krishna yra toks šališkas savo atsidavusiems?
This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto,
Shrimad
chapter
Bhagavatam.
Number 4, text number 68.
9.4.68
Sadavo hridayang mahyang sadunang hridayang tvaham madanyate najananti nahang tebyo managapi My devotees, they are always in my devotees are always in my heart, and I am always in the heart of my devotees.
Mano atsidausiai visą laiką yra mano širdyje ir aš esu jų širdyje.
Devotees don't know anybody but me.
Atsidausiai nieko kito nežino tik mane.
And I don't know anybody except for my devotees.
Ir aš nieko nežinau, išskyrus mano atsidavusiuosius.
So just see how dear the devotees are to Krishna.
Taigi pažiūrėkit, kokie Krishnai atsidavusiai yra brangus.
To the Lord, the devotees are everything to him.
Viešpačiu, jo atsidavusiai yra viskas.
He likes to be surrounded with his devotees.
Jis mėgsta būti apsuptas atsidavusiai.
That's why he is manifesting millions and billions of unlimited numbers of devotees from his transcendental body.
Todėl jisai ir iš savo transcendentinio kūno apreiškia milijonus ir trilijonus atsidavusiųjų.
To enjoy unlimited varieties of rasas with those devotees.
Kad mėgautis neribotomis rasomis su šitais atsidavusiais.
Sometimes they ask me, well, since Krishna is Atmaram, self-enjoyer, why does he even bother to manifest all of us from himself?
Kartais manęs klausia, gi Krishna yra Atmarama, pas savo pakankamas, tai kam jis ir deda pastangas, kad apreikšti daugiau sielų? Kodėl negali?
Why doesn't he just enjoy all by himself?
Kodėl negali pats savimi pasitenkinti?
That answer is given by Chanakya Pandit.
Chanakya Panditas duoda šį atsakymą.
A household without children is like a desert.
Šeimos židinys be vaikų yra kaip dykuma.
So Krishna doesn't want to live in a desert.
Taigi Krishna dykumoje gyventi nenori.
He wants to have all these millions and billions of devotees.
Jis nori turėti milijonus atsidavusių.
So he can have unlimited variety of loving relationships.
Kad galėtų turėti neribotą kiekį santykių.
He loves to exchange love with his devotees.
Jam patinka keisti santykiai su savo atsidavusiais.
So he's encouraging us to come out of Maya.
Dėl to jis ir skatina mus išeiti iš
Mayos. Right now we're selfish, greedy, lazy, lusty characters.
Dabar mes esame savanaudžiai, tinginiai, prasto charakterio.
We're not so competent for exchanging love with God.
Nelabai sugebama keistis meilės mainai su viešpačiu.
But he gives a simple formula.
Bet yra duota mums paprasta formulė.
Patram pushpam palam tayang yo me bhakta prayachati. You see, if you will offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, food or water, I will accept it.
Jeigu su meilė ir atsidavimu man padovanosi gėlį, lapelį, vandens ar vaisių, aš priimsiu.
What is the key point here?
Ir koks čia esminis raktas?
With love and devotion.
Su meilė ir atsidavimu.
Do you think he needs your leaf, flower, fruit or water?
Galvojat, Krishna reikia jūsų lapų ar gėlių?
What caliber of fruits we get here in Lithuania?
Kokių čia mes vaisių rasim Lietuvoj?
Compared to the fruits in Goloka Vrindavan.
Lyginant su Goloka Vrindavanos vaisiais.
You see? He doesn't need your Lithuanian apples.
Jam nereikia jūsų lietuviško obuolių.
He's getting much better fruits in Goloka.
Galokai jis gauna geresnių.
But he wants your love.
Bet meilės jūsų jam reikia.
He wants to reciprocate love with you.
Nori keistis meilę su jumim.
So, why cheat Krishna?
Taigi, neapgaudinėkit Krishnas.
Out of what he wants.
Duokit, ko jis nori.
Give him what he wants.
Duokit.
Give him your love, you see.
Duokit savo meilę.
And when you do that,
ir kai tai darot,
he will favor you like anything.
Jisai jūs pamalonins kaip nieka kita.
He will shower his loving mercy upon you like torrents of rain in the Indian monsoon season.
Jis lies jums malonę kaip liūčių debesis per Indijos liūčių sezoną.
You'll be swimming and diving deeper, 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 deeper in an ocean of transcendental bliss.
Ir jūs nunersit giliai, giliai, giliai transcendentinį nektaro vandenyną gelmin.
So what are we waiting for?
Taigi, ko mes laukiam?
Why do we continue to loiter here in the three modes of material nature?
Ką mes čia plaukiam tose trijose materialios gamtos gūnose?
Isn't it stupid?
Ar tai nekvaila?
Isn't it idiotic?
Ar ne absoliučiai beprasmiška?
Isn't it asinine?
Beviltiška.
You have that word asinine. It's very good English word. It means the quality of an ass.
Tai toks žodis reiškia, asinine. Savybė kaip asališka.
is the quality of an ass, you see, mudha, you see. So how do we get out of this asinine state we're in now, this mudha state? How do we get out of it?
Taigi, kaip iš tos aslo platformos išsineždinti?
By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Tai yra Čaitanės malonė.
By the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master.
Tai dvasinio mokytojo malonė.
There's that shakti, that bhakti shakti.
Čia yra ta bhakti shakti.
If we can just somehow or other get a taste for bhakti.
Jeigu kaip nors, vienai par kitaip mes gausim paragauti bhakti skonį.
We often talk about the bhakti lata bij, getting the seed of bhakti planted in your heart.
Mes dažnai kalbam apie bhakti lata biją, tai yra bhakti sėkla jūsų širdyje.
But what is that bhakti lata bij?
Bet kas ta sėkla?
Actually, it is a taste for devotional service.
Tai yra skonis atsidavimo tarnystei.
If you can get a taste for any aspect of bhakti.
Jeigu nors vienam bhakti aspektui gausit skonį.
Whether it's the kirtan.
Ar kirtanui.
The philosophy.
Filosofijai.
The deities.
Dievybėm.
The gulab jamuns.
Gulab jamunam.
If you can get a taste for any aspect of bhakti.
Bet kuriam bhakti aspektui.
That is bhakti lata bij.
Tai yra bhakti sėkla.
You've gotten the seed of bhakti planted in your heart.
Jūs gavot šią sėklą ir pasodinot ją į širdį.
So now you have to nurture that seed.
Dabar reikia ją laistyti.
By hearing and chanting.
Klausant ir kartojant.
And when you hear and chant sufficiently, what will you then do?
Ir kai jau pakankamai paklausot ir pakartojant, ką darysit? Natūraliai.
You remember the Lord.
Jūs prisiminsit viešpatį.
That is the reward for quality hearing and chanting.
Toks atlygis už kokybišką klausymą ir kartojimą.
You become fixed in Krishna smaranam 24 hours a day.
Jūs įsitvirtinęs prisiminsit Krishna 24 valandas per parą.
You become steady.
Tapsit stabilus.
Steadiness is the second stage of bhakti.
Stabilumas yra sekanti bhakti pakopa.
The first stage is strictly following the rules and regulations.
Pirma pakopa griežtai sekti regulam ir taisyklėm.
So one has to do that very sincerely with great determination, enthusiasm and patience.
Ir žmogus tai turi daryti labai rimtai, su dideliu entuziazmu, kantrybe.
By strictly following these rules and regulations.
Griežtai sekdamas šitomis taisyklėmis.
Through thick and thin.
Kad ir kaip būtų.
Through times of happiness and times of distress.
Sunku ar lengva.
Remaining fixed in duty.
Tęsiant savo pareigą.
When things are going great, you do it.
Kai viskas yra gerai, jūs darot.
When things are a complete disaster, you still do it.
Kai visiškai viskas beviltiška, jūs visien darot.
Because as neophytes, we're going to be on the roller coaster. Let's face the reality. Neophyte means roller coaster ride.
Susitikime realybę. Mes, kaip neofitai, turėsime važinėti amerikietiškais kalneliais.
See, up and down on the roller coaster.
Aukštyn, žemyn.
But as you become steady in Krishna consciousness.
Bet kai jūs pasieksite stabilumą.
It levels out, you see.
Jis nebešokinės.
No longer afflicted by the dualities.
Nebus dualizmas jūs nebetrikdys.
You learn how to see the ups as the mercy of Krishna.
Jūs išmoksite matyti pakilimus kaip Krishnos malonė.
And you learn how to see the downs as equally the mercy of Krishna.
Ir nukritimus taip pat kaip Krishnos malonė.
The more you develop that quality, which is the first quality of a Brahman, shamaha, sameness,
kuo daugiau įsiugdysite šitos savybės,
the more you develop that equanimity, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness.
Stabilumą. Tuo daugiau pažengti Krishna sąmonėje.
After the stage of steadiness, then you go into the perfectional stage of transcendental ecstasy.
Ir po stabilumo pakopos jūs einate į sekančią pakopą, tai yra visiška dvasinė ekstazė.
So even if you don't feel the ecstasy,
net jeigu nejaučiat jokios ekstazės,
of the pure devotee,
kaip tyras atsidavęs jaučia,
just cultivate steadiness.
Tiesiog kultivuokit stabilumą.
And from steadiness, then the ecstasy will eventually come.
Ir tada ateis ekstazė.
So we have a few minutes left. I can ask if there's any questions.
Turim porą minučių. Kokių turit klausimų?
Meaningless or whatever.
Who?
Chanakya Pandit.
Oh, Chanakya Pandit.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, Krishna expended all the living entities Is that for that reason or loving exchange because
love
cannot...
Because he was following Chanakya Pandit? You mean?
Yes. So, to have the love, that he was not missing all those things.
No, he wasn't directly. Chanakya Pandit is his expanded energy, okay? So, but Krishna, with the same mentality that is described by Chanakya and is experienced by all of us, none of us like to be alone.
Yes.
We are samples of God, just like one, you know, we are specimens of God, so you can understand something of God by analyzing your own nature. You understand my point? Go ahead.
Chanakya Panditas minė, kad viešpats sukūrė gyvas būtybės tam, kad nebūtų kaip dikumoj. Ir moktė sako, kad mes galim suprasti viešpatį, kadangi mes jo dalis ir taip pat save analizuodami. Mes taip pat nemėgsime būti vieni.
So I was just thinking, love doesn't exist without two.
Mm-hmm.
Love does not
love
exist.
Love means two, that's right.
Love means two. So Krishna expanded us to have the loving exchanges, not that to have his enjoyment.
Not that what?
Not to have his own enjoyment to expand all this.
Taigi, meilė negali būti be dviejų, todėl aš manau, kad Krishna tam
He's
sukūrė.
Atma Rama.
But love, but the enjoyment means loving relationships.
Yeah, but still, that love means too, that, so that for that purpose, not that he was lacking something.
No, not that Krishna is not lacking any way, he's simply expanding his enjoyment.
Taigi, Krishna nieko netrūksa, bet jis didina savo pasitenkinimą, kurdamas daugiau gyvų būtybių.
Krishna could be alone and not lacking anything.
Krishna gali būti vienas, jam nieko netrūks.
He's om punam madaha pranam vidam pranam mudachate. He's perfect and complete.
Jisai tobulas ir išbaigtas.
So he's not lacking in anything, but out of his own sweet will, he expands, he eternally is expanding from himself an unlimited number of living entities, beginning with that very beautiful girl named Srimati Radharani.
Bet dėl savo saldžios valios jisai išsiskleidžia begalę gyvų būtybių pradedantas nuostabia mergina Šrimati Radharani.
Any other question? Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada, he talks about this concept of shooting for the rhinoceros.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what is the balance between like enthusiasm and confidence and practicality and being realistic?
Hmm. So, what is shooting? Prabhupada talks about shooting for the rhino, achieving that goal, which many may think is impossible. Am I being impractical if I shoot for the rhino? One could ask.
Šilo Prabhupada kalba apie medžioklę raganosio, kas nėra praktiška ir nėra lengva.
It's like Srila Prabhupada instructed us to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Lygiai taip pat kaip Šilo Prabhupada pamokė mus, nurodė mum padaryti visą pasaulį Krishna sąmoningu.
If I'm thinking Prabhupada ordered me to make the whole world Krishna conscious, so therefore I have to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Jeigu aš galvosiu, kad Šilo Prabhupada man taip nurodė, dėl to aš taip turiu daryti.
That's called shooting for the rhino, you see.
Tai vadinasi medžioti raganosį.
Yeah, may say, well, that's really impractical. I mean, you know, how do you think you can make the world Krishna conscious?
Galim sakyti, na, bet juk tai nepraktiškai ir neįmanoma.
Well, Prabhupada solves this puzzle very nicely in his purport in the Bhagavatam.
Šilo Prabhupada Bhagavatam komentare sprendžia šį klausimą.
Here's how he explains it. He says, the devotee, a Krishna conscious being, is always thinking how to deliver all of suffering humanity back to God.
Krishna sąmoninga būtybė visą laiką galvoja, kaip išvaduoti kitas gyvasis būtybės.
Now who are those people that would be called Krishna conscious beings? Is that just the GBCs, the sannyasis, the gurus, the temple presidents, or the acharyas? Who are supposed to be Krishna conscious beings?
Tai kas ta Krishna sąmoningas būtybės, GBC, sanyasi, dvasni mokytojai?
Are you supposed to be Krishna conscious?
Ar tu irgi turėtum būti Krishna sąmoningas?
What is the name of our society?
Kokia mūsų organizacijos pavadinimas?
The International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Tarptautinė bendruomenė Krishna sąmonės.
So does that mean the members of the society are supposed to be Krishna conscious?
Ar tai reiškia, kad mūsų bendruomenės nariai turėtų būti Krishna sąmoningi?
Are they supposed to be Krishna conscious beings?
Ar jie turėtų būti?
Or not?
Ar ne?
They're not supposed to be or they are. Which one is it?
Kaip jums atrodo?
They are supposed to be Krishna conscious beings? Yes? You everyone accept? Okay. So then, all right, you Krishna conscious beings, If you're truly Krishna conscious being, then you're thinking, you're always thinking, how can I deliver the entire suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead?
Taigi, jeigu jūs esate iš tikrųjų Krishna sąmoningi, jūs nuolat turit galvoti, kaip išvaduoti visas gyvasias būtybės.
Some may say, are you crazy? How could you possibly even think that way? That's so completely impractical.
Galima galvoti, ką jūs, taigi nepraktiška, kaip čia galvojate.
Here's our problem resolves the apparent contradiction.
Nu, kaip Šrila Prabhupada tai paaiškina.
He says, even if they are not successful in doing so, anyone who follows them will go back to, he said, their perfection, by meditating in that way, their perfection is guaranteed.
Ir Šrila Prabhupada sako, visi, kas taip medituoja, net jeigu jiems nepavyks pasiekti to tikslo, jų tobulumas jau pasiektas ir bet kas, kas sieks jais, taip pat pasieks tobulumą.
The mood of every single bona fide devotee of the Lord is, I have to dedicate my life for saving all the conditioned souls in this universe.
Taigi nuotaika kiekvieno tikro atsidavus yra, kad aš turiu paukoti visą savo gyvenimą, paskirti tam, kad išvaduoti gyvasis būtybės štoj visatai. Gal tik vienas ir du atsidavusius aš įkvėpsiu.
But it's really up to Krishna.
Bet tai priklauso nuo Krishnas.
But my meditation is I'm going to endeavor to try to make this entire world Krishna conscious.
Bet mano tokia meditacija, kad aš dėsiu visas pastangas, kad visą visatą padaryti Krishna sąmoningai.
And by being always absorbed in that mood of total compassion for all the fallen souls of this universe, I'm personally guaranteed to go back to God.
Ir būdamas šioje nuotaikoje, aš esu visiškai garantuotas, kad grįšiu dvasinį pasaulį.
And maybe I can make two or three devotees along the way.
Ir galbūt pakeliui aš vieną ar du atsidavusius įkvėpsiu, ar kelis šimtus, ar kelis tūkstančius, ar 30 tūkstančių.
200,000 or 300,000 or 2 or 3 million or 2 or 3 billion, who knows?
Kas žino kiek?
You see? That's up to Krishna.
Tai nuo Krishnos priklauso.
But we should beg for that empowerment.
Bet mes turim melisti šito įgalinimo.
I want to actually when I took the vow to be a spiritual master, the GBC made me take a vow.
Kai aš priėmiau dvasinio mokinio įžadus, aš turėjau pasižadėti.
I vowed to flood this entire planet with Prabhupada's books.
Aš pasižadėjau užtvindyti visą visatą Šrilos Prabhupados knygomis.
So I'm according to my vow, the GBC ordered me to take when I became a spiritual master.
Taigi, pagal šitą,
I have to, it's my duty to always think, how can I flood this entire planet with Prabhupada's books?
Pagal šitą pažadą aš turiu pareigą visą laiką galvoti, kaip užtvindyti šitą visatą
Prabhupados knygomis. Which is another way of saying, make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Kitai žodžiais, visą pasaulį padaryti Krishna sąmoningu.
So, it's very practical to meditate like this because it liberates you from this material world.
Ir labai praktiškai medituoti taip, nes tai iškart jūs išvaduoja.
And it empowers you to be very effective at helping other people out of this material world.
Ir įgalina jūs būti labai efektyviam padedant kitom
būtybėm. Even though you may not be successful at making, you know, 3 billion devotees in your lifetime, you might make 300 or 400, because you're thinking in that big way.
Net, jeigu jums nepavyks 3 milijardų atsidavusių padaryti, bet jūs gal 300 įkvėpsit tapti atsidavusiais.
Or 3 or 4,000, or 30 or 40,000.
O gal 34,000.
Does that make it clear? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Related to
the same question. If we take Krishna consciousness, isn't it we are shooting for rhino or for our Krishna consciousness only?
Only?
Our Krishna consciousness, aren't we shooting for rhino?
Well, both, we should shoot for the rhino, bahir nasingha hridaye nasingha. We should shoot for the rhino both within and without.
Taigi turim medžioti vidinį raganosį savo Krishna sąmonę ir išorinį raganosį kitų Krishna sąmonę.
I need to explain a little more. Devotees may not understand what the meaning of shooting for the rhino, but they may not understand.
Geriau paaiškinsiu, ką reiškia medžioti raganosį.
The rhinoceros is a very difficult animal to kill.
Raganosį nėra lengva pribaigti.
He has very thick bulletproof skin.
Jisai turi labai storą neperšaunamą liemenę.
Now, as devotees, we don't kill animals, okay? This is just a simile.
Mes kaip atsidavusi, gyvūnų nežudom. Čia tik tai pavyzdys.
But Prabhupada talks about hunting for the rhino.
Prabhupada kalba apie medžioklę tokio raganosio.
Trying to achieve that which is impossible to achieve.
Tai yra bandyti pasiekti tai, kas neįmanoma pasiekti.
Now, if the hunter comes back, well, I wasn't able to kill a rhino today.
Ir kartą grįžta medžiotojai, sako, nu, nepavyko šiandien raganosio nužudyti.
I'll say, well, nobody can really kill a rhino anyway, so that's no big deal that you weren't successful.
Niekas nenustebs, tai niekam nepavyksta tokių dalykų padaryti.
But if you can actually pull it off, you can bag a rhino, then that's a big thing. Oh, it's in the newspaper, he killed the rhino.
Bet jeigu jums pavyks ir jūs parvilksite namo raganosį, tai laikrašiai visi rašys.
So if you're going to preach, shoot for the rhino.
Taigi, jeigu pamokslauja, tai...
If you're going to preach in Lithuania, try to make your determination makes the whole country of Lithuania Krishna.
Jeigu jūs pamokslaujat Lietuvoje, tai pasiriškite, kad visa Lietuva transformuotųsi.
Make your determination that Lithuania will be the first Krishna conscious country in the world.
Tegu Lietuva taps pirma Krishna sąmoninga valstybė pasaulyje.
In this way, be very determined.
Labai, labai prištingai.
And then let Krishna decide how much he wants to empower you.
Ir leiskit Krishna nuspręsti, kiek jis nori jūs įgalinti.
But we should beg for the full empowerment.
Bet mes turime melsti pilną įgalinimą.
That my dear Krishna, please empower me, that I can make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Brangus Krishna, duok man įgalinimą, kad visą pasaulį padaryčiau Krishna sąmonė.
That's the order of Prabhupada, that's how a Krishna conscious being is thinking. That's how he finds a Krishna conscious being.
Toks nurodymas šilas Prabhupados, taip Krishna sąmoninga būtybė turi mąstyti.
And then however much we're actually qualified and Krishna wants to bless us, that he will give.
Ir kiek mes kvalifikuoti, kiek Krishna nori mus palaiminti, tiek ir turėsim.
But shooting for the rhino is very good thing.
Bet reikia medžioti raganosį.
Did that cover your point, Davey?
Making oneself Krishna consciousness. Although we are Krishna conscious, but it is so difficult for everybody to become Krishna conscious. So we are shooting rhino for that also to
achieve. Yeah, her point is, see, externally it's a seemingly impossible task to make the world Krishna conscious, and internally it's a seemingly impossible task that I can get out of Maya and actually become a pure devotee.
Išoriškai rodosi neįmanoma, kad pasaulis taps Krishna sąmoningas, ir taip pat viduje atrodo neįmanoma, kad aš pats tapsiu Krishna sąmoningas.
So not only should we shoot the rhino externally, we should also shoot internally that now let me become the pure devotee.
Taigi ne tik norime visą pasaulį padaryti atsidavusiais, bet turime ir patys jais tapti.
Just like Prabhupada ordered me to become qualified to see Krishna face to face.
Kaip kad Prabhupada man asmeniškai nurodė kvalifikuoti save, kad pamatyti Krishna akis į akį.
Now that may seem impossible, that how, you know, here I am coming out of the material world, contaminated materialistic person, how could I possibly come to that stage anytime soon of seeing Krishna face to face?
Aš galiu galvoti, kaip aš materialaus pasaulio gyventojas galiu pasiekti tokią kvalifikaciją.
Seems like shooting for a rhino.
Tai atrodo, kad sunkiau nei raganosį nušauti.
But Prabhupada ordered me.
Bet Prabhupada man nurodė.
So I shoot for that rhino too.
Taigi aš sėkiu šito tikslo.
We shoot for the rhino within and we shoot for the rhino without. But
mes šaudom raganosį viduj ir šaudom raganosį išorėj.
Because actually as Prabhupada confirmed in Los Angeles.
Šila Prabhupada Los Angeles mum patvirtino.
Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary.
Žodis neįmanoma yra iš kvailių žodyno.
So, if you want to be a fool, hang on to the word impossible.
Jeigu norit būti kvailys, turėkit tokį žodį, kad tai neįmanoma.
Actually, it reminds me there was an old TV show back in the 60s in the US called Mission Impossible.
Man primena tokia sena televizijos laida Misija neįmanoma.
And every week they'd be the agent would be given an impossible task to perform.
Kiekvieną savaitę duodavo agentui neįmanoma.
By the end of the show he would accomplish it.
Užduotį, bet kiekvieną kartą jis ją įvykdydavo.
So, by Krishna's grace, that which is impossible becomes possible.
Taigi, Krishna's malonės dėka ne tai, kas neįmanoma, gali tapti įmanoma.
So why not try for the impossible? Make the whole world Krishna conscious and become a completely pure devotee, you can see Krishna face to face. Why not try for those things?
Kodėlgi nepabandyti?
Individually and collectively.
Tiek individualiai, tiek bendrai.
Why not try for these things?
Kodėlgi to nebandyti?
If you don't make it, well, nobody can bag a rhino anyway.
Jeigu jūs to nepadarysit, na, koks skirtumas, juk niekam tai nepavyks.
Thing, demigods will shower flowers.
Bet jeigu jums pavyks, tai net pusdėviai gėlės mėtys jums.
Be very glorious thing. Is it? So any other questions?
Dar klausimų?
Yeah. Behind you, Ashtashanki.
Aš vakar labai laukiau klausimo iš atsidavusių, kad kas nors paklaustų, Kokį klausimą paklausė mokytos Prabhupados ir kokį atsakymą gavo? Vakar iš paskaitos, vakar, kai buvo vakare paskaita, mokytos pasako, klausė Prabhupados. Tik nepasakė, kokio klausimo paklausė Prabhupados.
Yesterday you mentioned that you was writing to Srila Prabhupada and asking some question and got the answer.
Yeah.
But you not mentioned what was the question.
Ah. Well, the first time I wrote Prabhupada and got that one, that letter was actually, I was a teacher in the Gurukula, and I noticed the children were not being treated very well. So I had a question about how the children are being treated. That was my first question.
Aš buvau Gurukulos mokytas ir pastebėjau, kad vaikais nėra pakankamai rūpinamas, ir aš paklausiau, kaip turėtų būti tinkamai rūpinamasi.
Right after that, Prabhupada came and gave very strong instructions about how the children should never be hit. He gave very strong instructions. Though unfortunately, our devotees didn't strictly follow Prabhupada's instructions. And there was a whole scandal, a whole lawsuit actually came out eventually of the Gurukuli children who had been abused. They made a lawsuit against ISKCON.
Ir iškart po to Šila Prabhupada atvyko ir davė labai griežtus nurodymus, kaip reikėtų Gurukului auklėti vaikus, kad reikia švelniai su jais.
It didn't make sense to me the way I saw they were treating the children, so I questioned Prabhupada about it.
Nes aš mačiau, kaip yra elgiamas, ir man tai atrodė visiškai netinkama.
I felt it was pretty urgent thing.
Dėl to rašiau Šila Prabhupada.
The children were not being treated very properly by the teachers.
Nes mačiau, kad netinkamai elgiamas yra su jais.
And what answer you got from
Prabhupada? He didn't directly answer that. But he personally came right after that and taught and gave sternly strong instruction to the teachers.
Jis asmeniškai neatrašė, bet jis atvyko pats ir davė nurodymus auklėtojams.
He told me, if you have questions, I should ask the temple authorities.
O man atrašė, kad jeigu turiu klausimus, turiu klausti iš šventyklos autoritetų.
But if there was an urgent need, then I could ask him.
Bet jeigu yra netidėliotinas poreikis, galiu klaus Prabhupados.
But in the same letter he also gave me a wonderful instruction which I really treasure like anything.
Ir tam pačiam laiške parašė mano stabų nurodymą, kurį aš vertinu be galo.
He said if you will engage with 24 hours a day in the service of the Lord with full sincerity of attitude, then Krishna will personally come and answer all of your questions.
Taip pat man parašė, kad jeigu 24 valandas su visu nuširdumu tu tarnausi Krishnai, tuomet Krishna ateis asmeniškai atsakys visus tavo klausimus.
Krishna personally comes and answers all your questions.
Įsivaizduojat, Krishna ateina ir atsako jums jūsų klausimus.
That is attainable.
Tai yra pasiekiama.
Prabhupada told me it's attainable.
Prabhupada apie tai kalba.
So that's something we can all strive for, to reach that stage where Krishna personally comes.
Taigi tai yra kažkas, dėl ko mums vertas tenktis.
Any other questions?
Dar klausimų?
You had a question.
I want to ask about Niyama Agraha. There is two meanings. One is
the what?
Niyama Agraha from Rupa Goswami.
Niyama Agraha.
Niyama Agraha, okay.
Yes. One of the meaning is to reject the rules, and other is to strictly follow without to know the seek for following Niyama Agraha. Niyama Agraha means one to reject and others to strictly to follow the rules.
To neglect the principles or to fanatically follow them.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Can you say more about the second part of Niyama Agraha?
Pamokymų nektarė.
Second one meaning to neglect or fanatically follow.
Yes, fanatically.
Okay.
Pamokymų nektarė Rupa Goswamis kalba apie nemagrahą, tai yra priimti nurodymus regulas aklai siekti ir jas atmesti kaip dvi blogybės. Gal mokytas galėtų daugiau pašnekėti apie aklą siekimą fanatišką.
To blindly follow the rules and regulations without understanding their purpose, that can also cause fall down.
Aklai sekant regulom, nesuvokiant jų prasmės, taip pat lemia nuopolį.
The purpose of the rules and regulations is to help us to be Krishna conscious.
Taisyklių tikslas yra padėti mums būti Krishna sąmoningiem.
But if one forgets that and he follows them to think like a smarter brahmins, you see, they're strictly following rules and regulations.
Bet jeigu žmogus tai pamiršta ir kaip smarta brahmanas griežtai seka regulas.
They don't develop any bhakti, they just develop pride that I am a pakka brahmana and you low class. They use it I am strictly following the rules and you are not, therefore I'm superior to you.
Jie neišsiugdo jokios bakti, jie siugdo tik tai iš didumą, kad štai koks aš seku visom regulom, esu aukštesnis už tave.
When I was a brahmachari, I was at a Rathayatra festival.
Kai buvau brahmacharis Rathayatros festivalyje.
And one brahmachari, he was in this niyamagraha mood.
Ir vienas brahmacharis tokio niyamagraha nuotaikui.
I've had a simply wonderful in my hand, I was getting ready to pop it in my mouth, you know.
Turėjau rankui nuostabų saldainių, kurį ruošiausi suvalgyti.
He came up to me, he said, stop!
Ir jis atėjo pas mane ir sako, stop!
That's a dhoti whitener.
Tai dočio baliklis.
If you eat that sweet, you're going to fall down and become a grihastha.
Jeigu tu valgysi saldainių, tu puls ir tapsi grihastha.
You know, brahmachari shouldn't eat sweets. Rule. You're not following the rules. You're a brahmachari. Why are you eating a sweet?
Brahmachari saldainių nevalgo.
Well, guess who got married shortly after that?
Ir spėkite, kas iš karto pakeitė spalvą.
I was a brahmachari for 14 years, okay?
O aš brahmachari buvo 14 metų. O jis iš karto pakeitė ašamą.
So that's an example. Somebody who follows the rules and wants to strictly follow rules without understanding what the purpose of the rules is.
Taigi, toks yra pavyzdys.
Yeah, don't be, you shouldn't neglect the rules, nor should be some fanatical about rules and regulations without understanding the whole point is to be Krishna conscious.
Neatmeskite taisyklių ir nesiekite jomis aklai, nesuvokdami, kad jos skirtos tam, kad padėti jums būti Krishna sąmoningim.
Actually, for Vaishnavas, the rules and regulations are not there's some leniency in Prabhupada. There's even for a Vaishnava sannyasi, there's leniency in following rules and regulations.
Iš tikrųjų, Prabhupada sako Vaishnavam, netgi sannyasiams yra tam tikros išimtys sekant reglom ir taisyklėm.
So where do you draw the line?
Tam tikras lankstumas, tai kur tą liniją brėžti?
We follow what Prabhupada said.
Mes sekam tuo, ką Šila Prabhupada sakė.
Prabhupada told us about where to draw the line.
Šila Prabhupada mokė mus, kur nubrėžta linija.
Just like when I joined, when I first came around the movement, I had a big beard, you see.
Kai atėjau į judėjimą, turėjau barzdą.
I was really attached to my hippie beard, you see.
Ir buvau prie jos prisirišęs.
My long hair down to my shoulder, you know.
Ir buvo ilgus plaukai ant mano pečių.
I think, well, I'll just chant Hare Krishna. I don't need to shave my head and just keep my beard and my mustache and my long hair. I'll just chant Hare Krishna like this.
Ir aš sakiau, tiesiog kartosiu Hare Krishna ir būsiu su barzda.
But I found out that Prabhupada wants us to be clean shaven.
Bet sužinau, kad Prabhupada nori, kad mes būtume švariai nusiskutę.
It's right there in his books.
Tai yra jo knygose.
So, did I cut off my mustache, beard and long hair just because I wanted to follow rules and regulations? No.
Taigi, ar aš nusiskutau savo ūsus tam, kad siekti regulom? Ne.
I did it because I wanted to please Prabhupada.
Aš tai padariau tam, kad patenkinti Prabhupada.
So, in this way, we have to understand.
Tokiu būdu mes turim suprasti.
We shouldn't be loose about the rules and regulations.
Mes neturime atsipalaiduoti dėl regulų ir taisyklių.
Nor should we be fanatically strict about them either. That's be the proper balance.
Nei fanatiškai jomis siekti. Turime turėti tinkamą balansą.
But what I'm seeing nowadays in ISKCON, which worries me, is I see devotees becoming too loose.
Bet ką aš matau dabar, skonė, kad atsidavusia tampa per daug atsipalaidavę.
So many men are keeping the beards and mustaches.
Tiek daug ūsų ir barzdų mūsų judėjime.
Even though Prabhupada said, no, we should be clean shaven.
Kai Šila Prabhupada aiškiai nori, kad mes būtume švariai nusiskutę.
So I see that I see a tendency in ISKCON now to become neglectful of the rules and regulations, and I'm worried about it.
Daugiau matau tendenciją mūsų judėjime, kad žmonės atsipalaiduoja.
If this tendency goes on unchecked, the whole thing will become a sahaja movement in due course.
Jeigu mes į tai nekreipsim dėmesio, judėjimas gali tapti sahajijomis.
The rules and regulations cannot be neglected, but we have to understand the purpose of
it. Taisyklių negalima atmesti, bet turime jas suprasti prasmę jų.
Not just blindly, you know. Because I shave every day, therefore I'm a pure devotee.
Nes aš skutuosi kasdien, tai tyras atsidavęs jau esu.
Not like that.
Ne taip.
You see, not like that. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Aš noriu paklausti, kaip išsiugdyti skonį pamokslavimui, kad jis atsikratytų tos baimės išeiti pamokslauti.
How to develop the taste for preaching? How to get rid of fearness to get out and preach?
How to get a taste for preaching and how to get free of the fear of preaching? Associate with those who are relish the... Go, The easiest thing is to go out with those who are relishing the who take preaching as the sweetest nectar. Go out with them.
Bendrauk su tais, kurie tiesiog didžiulį skonį turi pamokslavimu ir keliauk su jais, būk su jais, pamokslauk su jais.
By doing that you'll be fearless, you see.
Ir tada būsi be baimės.
Just like a little child, you see, he can holding his father's hands, he can scold a demon.
Netgi mažas vaikas laikydamasis už tėčio
rankos
gali šaukti.
And he's holding his father's hand. Oh, you're a wicked demon. He's holding his
gali šaukti ant demoną.
So in this way, if you take shelter of your spiritual master,
priimdamas prieglobstį pas dvasinį mokytoją, vyresniuosius atsidavusiuosius,
and if you can actually go out with senior preachers,
ir su vyresniais būdamas ir eidamas
who are
lauk,
fearless, you go out with them and preach side by side with them by their potency, you'll be fearless when you get out on the street.
Su bebaimės, taigi tu jų potencijas dėka irgi būsi bebaimės.
Now it is natural to be a little nervous when you go out. It's natural.
Yra natūralu, kad šiek tiek pergyventi.
It's also sometimes nervous just to give a Bhagavatam class. Somebody's get nervous doing that, you see.
Taip pat yra natūralu, kad mes net Bhagavatam duodami šiek tiek jaudinamės.
So nervousness, you have to, it's an inner, it means you're getting, when you get nervous, it means your body is giving you more energy, is actually what it means.
Jeigu tu šiek tiek susijaudini, tai reiškia, kad kūnas jums suteikia daugiau energijos.
So don't be bewildered by nervousness. Just take that energy, it's more energy coming into your body is what is happening.
Taigi ne nuliūskit, jeigu šiek tiek susijaudinat, tai kaip tik daugiau energijos gaunate.
In English it's called having butterflies in your stomach.
Tai yra vadinama kaip turėti drugelius jūsų skrandyje, toks jausmas.
So instead of being bewildered by the butterflies,
taigi nesijaudinkite dėl tų drugelių skrandyje.
Get them flying in formation like an Air Force bomber is going off in a
jūs juos išmokinkite skristi kaip koviniais lėktuvais, kurie meta bombas.
In this way, use fear. Fear is just energy, is really all it is.
Baimė yra energija.
Take it and utilize it to empower you to be even more powerful in your preaching.
Paimkite ją ir išnaudokite, kad dar galingesnis būtumėt pamokslavime.
Does that help a little bit? Yeah. Any other questions? Yes. In the back there.
Kaip teisingai paaiškinti žmonėms, kurie mažai susidūrė su Krišno sąmoniu, kodėl mes garbinam žmogų, kuris yra, nu, kaip ir palikęs kūną, Prabhupada?
How properly to explain for people who asking why we worshiping Shila Prabhupada, because he is a man who does not the body.
Yes. I was with Prabhupada at the Vyasa Puja in 1972. In New Vrindavan, there were many people from the media there. And he answered this question that you just asked.
Ir jisai atsakė šį klausimą.
He compared it to during the British rule of India.
Jisai palygino, kaip kad vadovaujant Anglams Indijoje.
There was the viceroy who represented the King of England.
Buvo toks vaisrojus, kuris atstovavo karalių Anglijos.
He stayed in India. He was the viceroy.
Jisai būdavo pats Indijoje.
Viceroy, just like we say vice president.
Kaip mes sakom, viceprezidentas.
Vice king.
Tai buvo vicekaralius toks.
Second.
Antras.
The representative of the king.
Atstovas karaliaus.
Now whenever the viceroy would come, he would be given all the honor and respect that would be given to the king if the king had been personally there.
Kur jisai eidavo, tenais jam kaip karalių gerbdavo jį.
He would receive gifts, but he would send all the gifts back to London. He wouldn't keep them.
Ir dovanas jį gaudavo, bet tas dovanas siūsdavo į Londoną tikrajam karaliui, sau nepasilikdavo.
Your question is very relevant for me because tomorrow is my Vyas Puja.
Klausimas jūsų yra tinkamas manęs ir to yra mano Vyasa Puja.
And the devotees will be worshiping me as good as God.
Ir atsidavusi mane garbins kaip Dievą.
So, but what should I think about myself?
Ir ką aš turiu pats galvoti?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm just a dog.
Juk aš turiu save laikyti kaip šuniu.
But I'm just a representative of God.
Aš esu tik tai Dievo atstovas.
So just like the viceroy, it's his duty to represent the king. It's his service, his duty to the king is to go there and accept the honor on behalf of the king. That's his duty. So the people get the benefit of actually offering that respect to the king.
Taigi viceroyaus to pareiga tarnystė tokia eiti ir priimti pagarbą karaliaus vardu.
So it's my duty to show up at the Vyasapuja tomorrow and not stay home.
Taigi mano pareiga rytoj atvykti į Vyasapuja.
It's my duty to come here and accept all the honor and respect so you can actually have the channel through which you can give the honor and respect. My disciples especially.
Tam, kad jūs turėtumėte galimybę išreikšti tą pagarbą ir...
Is to give them a channel through which they can give that honor and respect in a very powerful way, in a very personal, intimate way to God.
Kad turėtumėt galimybę labai intimių būdų bendrauti su
viešpačiu.
Bet nereiškia, kad aš turiu galvoti, kad esu to vertas.
So in this way we explain to the people it's like the viceroy. He's just doing it as a duty on behalf of the king. The spiritual master is doing this on the instructions of God given in the scriptures. He is doing this as a service to God, that's all. He doesn't think he's worthy of it.
Taigi mes pašom, kad dvasinis mokytojas daro kaip tarnystę viešpačiui. Jisai negalvoja, kad yra to vertas.
That if you love a dog, you worship the dog every day. So why not? We love him. He has given us so much. Why can't we worship him?
Oh, the spiritual master?
Yes.
You're asking why, since he's giving us
explanation,
so much love, why we can't give him love in return?
Yes.
Tai mes galim taip pat dar paaiškinti, kad jeigu žiūrėkit, žmonės šunis garbina ir tiek daug meilės jiems duoda. O čia dvasinis mokytojas, kuris man suteikia tiek daug meilės. Kodėlgi mes negalime jo mylėti ir garbinti už tai?
But if you have a dog, you are worshipping him and licking him.
A dog?
Yeah. If you have a pet dog, you are loving him like you are worshipping him. So here is spiritual master. Yeah. So we love him.
Taip,
so
netgi žmonės šunis garbina kaip dievą, tai kodėl mes dvasinių mokytojų negalim?
It's like we love our dog, we also love the spiritual master is the dog of God, so we love him also, like that.
Yeah.
We love our dogs very much. I love my German shepherd, I love my guru also. No, not exactly like that.
No, I'm just saying for the ordinary person to understand simple and the viceroy and all that.
Like yeah, spiritual master may say he's a dog of God, but we shouldn't treat him like he's a dog.
No,
yeah.
I'm not saying for the ordinary person to understand. I'm not saying this is just an example that we love somebody, we worship them.
Yeah, I understand, but they will argue, love is a human being, that I can accept, but you're loving him like he's God himself. You see, that they will object.
Taigi žmonės gali prieštarauti, taip, gali mylėti kaip žmogų, bet čia kaip Dievą.
They will object, yes, they do.
Why not? Like if you have someone has a kid, they love the kid so much so that like treating him as a God.
As if he's God himself?
Treating not God as himself, but as God.
Yeah, but the spiritual master,
you're supposed to, you know, you bathe his feet, you offer him the arti, you sing all these prayers of worship to him.
It's a different way of worshipping.
It exceeds what people do for their dogs or their kids.
They do more than more for the kids.
Tai daugiau yra negu kaip vaikus ir
šunį. It's bonafide because that's what the scriptures say.
Bet yra autoritetinga,
nes šventa šitai. They do more for the kids.
They worship their kids more than they worship the guru.
Yes.
Bet žmonės vaikus garbina daugiau negu guru.
They do.
Maybe so.
Na taip, gal tai ir teisinga.
Yeah, they may do that, yeah.
Tai manau, kad žmonės
tikrai taip daro. They clean the diapers, they clean everything.
Huh?
They clean the diapers, they put on the diapers. So.
Jie pampersus ten deda.
That's another type of worship.
Čia kaip garbinimas.
Yeah. Okay, any other question? Yeah.
I want to clarify my question.
Okay.
The question was not more specified on why we worship spiritual masters, but why we worship when he's dead. After he's dead, we still continue his worship.
Oh, because he's not dead.
Mes jį garbinam, nes jis nemiręs.
How to explain that?
Because we're not this body.
Mes nesam šitie kūnai.
It's a very simple thing. The spirit soul, the spirit, the living entity. This would apply not only to guru, but also to you or to anybody else.
Ne tik guru, bet visi, well, mes.
My dear, you instead of telling about the guru, just say, well, my dear sir, you're wondering how we can worship the spiritual master when he's departed, but don't you go every year to the cemetery to worship your departed relatives?
Galim paklausti, tai jau ką jūs neinat į kapines garbinti savo mirusiųjų?
Do they not exist anymore because they've left this world? That means they're non-existent?
Tai reiškia, kad jie neegzistuoja?
Existing somewhere else and you want to honor them and worship them. They're doing every year.
Ir kiekvienais metais važiuojat į kapines, gėlės nešat.
Yeah. Who, what?
Mandela passed away. They
put
the
they made a movie about Mandela. They made a big movie about it.
That is a worship.
Yeah. Mandela koks numirė, tai visur
they made a movie about Gandhi, and millions of people go watch the Mandela movie.
Film apie Gandhi pastato.
So many people are being worshipped.
Tiek daug žmonių garbinami yra po mirties.
Mandela is worshipped like God in South Africa even to this day.
Mandela garbina kaip Dievą.
They worship the personalities on the money, bills.
Yeah, on the, just like in your Lithuanian money, you have different...
Kaip pat lietuviško pinigų, ten yra asmenis. Su kepūrėm tokie du.
So many people being worshipped. We have George Washington in the U.S. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln,
John F. Kennedy.
If you fly into New York, you go to JFK Airport, John F. Kennedy Airport.
New York, skrisdami, jūs turėsite Kennedy oro uostą eiti.
So many people, like even musicians, like what's his name, that Jimi Hendrix. You know, people are worshipping all these musicians.
Ir Jimi Hendrix, aš manęs garbina likščiau.
Keeping their posters, putting them on their t-shirts, you know.
Ant marškinėlių nešioja jos.
It's going on everywhere. Everyone's doing it. So why not do it for the spiritual master?
Visi tai daro, tai kodėl tai dvasinių mokytojų negarbinti?
Who bestows prema instead of
kuris duoda prema vietoj geismo.
Yeah. So you got a question?
Yra sakoma, kad mes turėtumėm gerbti kitus atsidavusius, atsižvelgdami į keturis aspektus. Pagal amžių turėtumėm atsižvelgti, pagal užimamą poziciją ir pagal žinojimą ir pagal bhakti. Bhakti Vigengo Swami sako, kad sunkiausia yra atskirti, kiek bhakti turi atsidavęs, tai gal mokytojas galėtų paaiškinti, kaip lengviau suprasti tai ir pagarbą išreikšti atitinkamai tokiems atsidavusiems.
Yes, I completely agree with Bhakti Vigyana Goswami. He's precisely correct here. To know how much bhakti someone else actually has is not easy to understand.
Visiškai pritariu Bhakti Vigyana Goswami. Tikrai nėra lengva suvokti, kiek žmogus turi bhakti.
Another way of knowing what level of respect to offer someone is based on when they got initiated also. Spiritual age. There's physical age and also spiritual age, the date of their initiation.
Vienas iš būdų, kaip galima reikšti pagarbą, tai yra ir pagal dvasinį amžių, tai yra nuo kada žmogus gauna iniciaciją.
My older godbrother Pradyumna Prabhu gives a story in this connection.
Pradyumna Prabhu, mano vyresnysis brolis, duoda tokį pavyzdį.
He was sitting with Prabhupada in a room.
Jisai su Prabhupada sėdėjo kambarį.
With some godbrothers there in the room.
Su dievo broliais.
So, Pradyumna moved forward to get closer to Prabhupada than one of his godbrothers.
Ir Pradyumna atėjo arčiau, atsisėdo negu jo dievo broliai.
So Prabhupada said, no, you should not do this. He is your dada, your older brother. You should not move closer to me than he is sitting.
Ir Šila Prabhupada pamokė, ne, jis yra tavo vyresnis atsidavęs, tu neturėtum
priešaisysėdėti.
Taigi tas, kuris yra inicijuotas anksčiau žmonių, jį reikia laikyti vyresniu.
Just like recently in Vrindavan.
Pavyzdžiui, Vrindavane.
I was very delighted. I came back from the morning program.
Aš grįžau į rytinio programą.
To our flat there in the MBT.
Iš rytinės programos į mūsų butą MBT.
Who was with there with my wife, but Malati.
Ir su mano žmona buvo Malati Devidasi.
One of the early devotees of ISKCON. Malati was there with my wife.
Viena pirmųjų Prabhupados mokinių.
Malati is joined must have been 1967.
Malati 67-ais prisijungė.
She joined 4 years before I joined.
Ir 4 metais anksčiau negu aš.
So for me, she is a worshipable superior. She's my 4 years my senior.
Taigi man tai yra garbinama vyresnioji.
And so just because of her seniority and getting initiated before me, I always see her as my senior god sister.
Taigi dėl to, kad jinai 4 metais gavo iniciaciją anksčiau, dėl to matau ją kaip vyresnėje dievo sesę.
And I don't really think, well, who is more Krishna conscious, who has more bhakti. I don't even think of it.
Ir aš net negalvoju apie tai, kas čia daugiau iš mūsų Krishna sąmonės.
Like Maharaj said, you can't really, that's something that's really in, you can't really discern.
Tai nėra tokie dalykai, kuriuos galite spręsti.
But you can see, well, this person joined before, long before I did the movement.
Bet ką galit matyti, tai ar tas žmogus anksčiau ir vėliau gavo iniciaciją prisijungę.
So I have to honor that.
Ir tai turiu gerbti.
I also have a special place in my heart for all the devotees who joined here during the Soviet era.
Taip pat turiu ypatingą vietą širdyje atsidavusiems, kurie prisijungė sovietiniais laikais, net jeigu jie man yra jaunesni.
Even though they might be strictly following the regulated principles.
Net jei neseka griežtai reguliaisiais principais.
Some of them.
Kai kurie iš jų.
The devotees who joined ISKCON during the Soviet era under threat of being arrested by the KGB and sent to Siberia, to me they're all worshipable heroes.
Tie, kurie praktikavo, rizikuodami, kad juos į Sibirą išveš, jie man yra garbinami didvyriai.
So one has to actually find ways to honor and respect all the devotees.
Taigi reikia rasti būdus, kaip gerbti ir vertinti kiekvieną atsidavusį.
Just like I look at all of you here in the room.
Kaip aš čia matau jūs visus kambarį.
Not one of you had Prabhupada's association.
Nei vienas iš jūsų nebendravo su Prabhupada.
But you've given your lives to Srila Prabhupada.
Bet Prabhupada savo gyvenimą atidavė.
So I have to think, well, they're more advanced than me.
Taigi aš turiu galvoti, jie daugiau pažengę negu aš.
Because they, even without having met Prabhupada or having seen Prabhupada, they're all giving their lives to Srila Prabhupada.
Jie net nematė Prabhupados, o visą savo gyvenimą jiem atiduoda.
I'm not so advanced. I needed that personal contact with Prabhupada.
Aš nesu toks pažengęs, man reikėjo asmeninio kontakto su Prabhupada.
But you are all more advanced.
O jūs daugiau pažengę.
Because even without that personal contact, you have given your life.
Net nematė Prabhupados, jiem atsidavėt.
So in this way you should always try to worship the others. Everyone should try to worship all the other divinities.
Tokiu būdu jūs turite stengtis visus garbinti visą laiką.
And that may help a little bit, I don't know.
Aš tikiuosi, kad tai šiek tiek padės jums.
I don't see a can you explain this? It's difficult to understand how much bhakti one devotee has. Yes, that is difficult.
Taigi labai sunku suprasti, kiek žmogus bhakti turi.
But the more you advance, the more you advance, it becomes discernible.
Bet kuo tu daugiau pažengi, tuo tu gali aiškiau matyti, kas kiek turi
bhakti. Pure devotee, he can clearly see.
Ir tyras atsidavęs aiškiai mato.
Can clearly see. He might looking at the face.
Tokį veidą pažiūrėjęs.
You see, a pure devotee, Prabhupada is the face of the index of the mind.
Nes veidas yra proto indeksas.
A pure devotee, even by looking in the face of a devotee, can see how much the bhakti he has.
Tyras atsidavęs, tik pažiūrėjęs į veidą, gali pasakyti, kiek tas žmogus bhakti
turi. Whether he is still, how much he's within the mode, or how much he's freed from the mode, just by seeing the face.
Kiek jis valdomas guna, kiek jis yra išsivadavęs.
But because we're not pure devotees yet.
Bet dėl to, kad mes nesam dar tyri atsidavusiai.
We can't always tell.
Mes negalim visą laiką pasakyti.
We think somebody is very advanced and tomorrow they leave the movement.
Galim pagalvoti, kažkas kas labai pažengęs, o rytoj jo nebėra.
Because we're neophytes, it's difficult for us to always tell.
Kadangi mes neofitai, tai mums labai sunku visą laiką pasakyti.
But as we advance in Krishna consciousness.
Bet kai mes pažengiam Krishna sąmonėje.
Krishna will give us the ability to see the level of the other devotees.
Krishna mums duos galimybę matyti kitus atsidavusiuosius.
So when in doubt, treat everybody as though they are your superior.
Todėl geriau, kai bijojat visus vertinti, vertinkit visus kaip savo vyresniuosius.
Told us to address each other as Prabhu.
Todėl Prabhupada mums ir liepė vieni kitus vadinti Prabhu.
So actually, Mataji is also another way of saying Prabhu.
O sakyt Mataji, tai irgi tas pats, kas sakyti Prabhu.
Because when you're a kid growing up, you have to obey your father and your mother both.
Nes kai vaikai augo, jūs gerbėt tėtį ir mamą.
So whether I call you Prabhu or I call you Mataji, you're my Prabhu.
Taigi, ar Prabhu, ar Mataji, sakam, tai reiškia, kad tu esi mano Prabhu, mano šeimininkas, mano vyresnysis. Tokia nuotaika yra.
So we'll stop here.
Čia ir sustosim.
Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Šiandien vakare paskaita vedų centre. O rytoj Šimat Bagotam nebus, visi 10 valandą ateikite į ryšių istorijos muziejų. O šiandien 3 valandą Harinam. 3 o'clock today, Harinam.
Harimo! Harimo!
So, how many people are going on Harinam today? Raise your hands. Let's see again. How many people are going? Raise your hands if you're going on Harinam. Everyone, raise your hands high.
Kijai.
Hari Bol Ananda, you didn't raise your hand? You doing puja this afternoon? Oh, okay. You have to. You're Hari Bol Ananda. You have to be on Harinam. Haribol, Haribol.